Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Marundura.
Afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite okay. We thank God for a day-at-a-time experience.
Yes, a day-at-a-time experience, taking us a nice and slow into this world. Thank you so much for that. Now, we're over today and the next couple of days, we're going to be dealing with the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventists, the millennium, and the end of sin. Now, the simplest way to understand the millennium is to go to the source, just straight to the source. The book of Revelation gives us a clear description of how this 1,000-year piece of time is going to unfold. And over the next couple of days, we're going to be delving into this subject with the pastor and, of course, looking at this subject and what will be happening during that particular time. So, Pastor, what's the meaning of millennium? What is it? What does it entail? What about the millennium?
Okay. Thank you so much. The millennium is a term that has been used to say, or that is equivalent to 1,000 years. And what it simply means is, at the end of time, when Jesus would have come for the second time and the saints have been taken to heaven, there is that time where other preachers will take as a honeymoon experience, and others will paint it as a time of resting, which also we find in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 9, where it says there remains the Sabbath of the children of God, which is not the weekly Sabbath, but in Greek it's sabbatismos, which simply means it's a rest for eternity. So there's that period whereby we need to take a breather, take a rest, enjoy the moment, more like enjoying the prize of having been faithful, and this is 1,000 years, but this does not mean the devil has been done with and sin has been totally removed, but the saints that have ascended, they've been removed from the earth. There we are, and again does not mean the wicked, they'll remain alive, but the wicked also will be dead. For the Bible says the wicked will die from the glory of Jesus as he'll be descending. So a millennium is 1,000 years where saints will be gathered in heaven as we will be waiting for the final destruction of the devil and a total eradication to sin and its consequences, and also its founder, who is the devil. So that's what I can say in a nutshell, trying to simplify it.
Now, is there any particular reason why it has to be 1,000 years instead of 50 years, instead of 100 years? Why 1,000 years specifically?
There is no theology to why 1,000 years and not 50 years, not a week, or any other period. This is God deciding, I want to be with my people for 1,000 years in heaven. And then after the 1,000 years, of course, years in eternity will be now rolling, and sin is totally removed, and the earth is made new, and we come back to a new earth and a new heaven. And there we shall stay forever. So this 1,000 years, there is nothing prophetic about it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing theological about it. This is God deciding, I want to be with my people for such a period of time.
Now, where will the righteous and the wicked be during that period?
Thank you so much for that question. Now, it nullifies the teaching that we find in most of the churches, whereby people will say the moment a person dies, either they go to heaven or they go to a place they call hell, and they will be burning there for eternity, which is not true. So when Jesus would have come and the righteous people would be caught up in heaven, and with Jesus they go, they are in heaven. Now, the wicked, those who are not righteous, those whose names are not written in the books of life, they will be dead. They will be dead. They will not be in existence, save for the devil. Only Satan will be alive. So these would have died from the glory of God. For those who would have been found alive, they cannot stand the glory of God because they are not righteous. So they would die because of that. And those who would have died, say now, before the coming of Jesus, and mm-hmm. their names are not written in heaven,
mm-hmm.
they will remain dead. They will not rise. They will remain dead as they are. Somebody would jokingly preach and say, when Jesus will come and you see that you wake up and you're still coughing, then you know you've not made it to heaven. But this is after the millennium, because there will come a time when they will be resurrected, only to be resurrected to receive their final fate. So this 1,000 years, we have the righteous in heaven, they are alive, they are happy again. And we have also on this other hand, the dead, the wicked, and those whose names are not written in heaven, save for Satan alone, who is alive, is yet to be destroyed. Mm. Yes, so that's how it is.
Yeah. Now, there's a statement there that says that the devil will be locked away in a pit. Where's mm-hmm. this pit? Do we know the location? Is it a literal one or otherwise?
Okay. The pit is known. Mm-hmm. However, it's not in a geographic location where we can say, oh, this is the pit where it's going to be. But now the pit is a way of trying to explain that we understand what exactly will be happening to the devil. Now, the devil will be here on earth, and he is alone, and he is alive. And here are the dead, wicked. They are. So he has no one to talk to.
So this earth will be turned into a pit. That's what you are saying.
Oh, exactly. Automatically, it turns out to be a pit because it's dark. There's no one to talk to. So it is similar to a pit in a way, because we can't say this is a pit here. But we are saying it is similar to an experience of being in a pit where you cannot walk out, you cannot go out, you cannot climb out. If no one to talk to, and you're there, you're by yourself, and it's even dark. That's what it is like.
Mm. So is this the very same pit that is going to be the new earth?
Oh, yes. The pit is just a way of saying he'll be without anyone to talk to and where to go to. But the earth itself will not be deleted from amongst the galaxies.
Mm.
It will remain, because there are people who are here. Some will be in their graves. Some are on the ground. They are dead. Time will come after the millennium. They'll be resurrected so that they can see the results of the way they chose to live, and also the devil to see the magnitude of what he caused in God's creation.
And
then these will be destroyed with fire. Fire will clean up everything, everybody, including the devil himself. And after that cleansing, then God will create and put things in place just in the way he did in the Garden of Eden, making the whole thing to be new. Now that's where Revelation chapter 21 is now coming. A new earth and a new heaven. Now we're saying the sky is new, the starry heaven, and we're saying the earth where we put our feet on would be a new one. The old now would have passed away. And then the saints will then come and inherit. Now, this is an inheritance now. They will live forever in a peaceful, quiet environment, free from anything, with an interaction with divinity, angels, God himself, physical interaction now. No longer what it is that way we have to close our eyes to pray, but now we're opening our eyes and we're seeing God himself. We're seeing even our guardian angels themselves. Nothing will be as what it is today. Yes.
Now, I just want to just go back one bit.
Okay.
So the devil will remain in this pit, which is earth. It would have been transformed to a place where there would be no one to tempt from. It would be moving from a populous place. I mean, currently we are 8 billion plus, to literally a deserted place, a pit. And then after that, of course, it will again be populated. But at the time when it is referred to as a pit, so he's going to be roaming around, nobody will be there to tempt. And then what happens to him? Because but clearly there's going to be renovations, you know, there's going to be renovations and refurbishment of the place. And he's going to be killed here. I mean, you wouldn't want to go to a house where they kill someone.
Oh, okay. I like the way you put it there. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, fine. He will be here, and all the dead, the wicked dead are here, and he has no one to talk to. Honestly, like all that populace we have, he has no one to talk to, and there's no standing structure that is there, nothing to enjoy, nothing whatsoever. There's nothing, there's no life. Not only will that make him feel the pain, but also to make him reflect on the magnitude of what he sin would have done, and what he would have, the chaos that he has brought to God's creation, and what thwarting what he had intended to be something for eternity in beauty. And he knows his mistake, by the way. He knows what wrong he has done. And now, like we said, after 1,000 years, then a chance will be given for these people to see that indeed this was the Jesus they refused opportunity and privilege to be part of their lives. Now that's
so they'll kill him here.
Yeah, of course. The fire is going to destroy everything, just like in Sodom and Gomorrah.
And then we come and live here also.
After that, and then, this is the beauty to it. It's a mystery anyway. Because after this whole burning thing is done, and then we have God who clean everything up, create something new, and the memory, God is going to deal with our memories.
Where we have
Revelation chapter 21 saying there will be no weeping in that land. He will wipe away the tears from their eyes. The wiping there is just simply a way of removing that memory, old memory. Because not only are we supposed to be sympathetic with the devil being destroyed here, remember, we've got our friends there, we've got our relatives there, we've got our loved ones there, who are simply refusing the this free gospel. So, of course, we have this memory of saying our friends have been destroyed there. And it would be a bit of a challenge, of course, when you clean up the same house and it's now new, but you're still walking there to a point where you feel like, I think God here made a mistake. How could you destroy my father? How could you destroy my wife? How could you destroy my children? You know, that kind of pain. But everything will be in a way, done in a way that those who are saved will say, your judgments are just but justifiable. Even the devil himself will say, I deserve this. Even the wicked, no one will be grumbling. Everyone will see how wrong they've been. And this thing that will happen, this transaction, also God will have a way of dealing with the memory, such that we'll live for eternity, not with the burden of saying, but guys, maybe if time had been given, our friends would have been here. No, we wouldn't want that, because that alone will create another sin in a land that's now meant not to be seen, to be with sin or stand with sin again. So the memory will be dealt with, and we'll forget about it. That we once on AWR, we'll forget about it.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, let us leave it right there for the moment. I must wish you a fantastic day further. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time mm-hmm. and same place.
Amen. Thank you so much. God's blessings. And let's pray not to be bent, but to be the other side, where it's not where it will be bent.
I'm praying to be on that side too.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much. God's blessings.
Lovely. Thanks, Pastor.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.